I'm Airman Hayden Henley. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Aviano holds enlisted to officer briefing and Convergence Capstone 5. On April 23rd, Aviano Air Base held an enlisted to officer briefing discussing the opportunities and pathways for airmen to earn a commission in the United States Air Force. By providing enlisted members routes to commissioning, the Air Force builds upon the knowledge and experience gained throughout their career and develops them into effective military leaders.
Wyvern Nation is always looking to strengthen and provide opportunities to its airmen, showing them various pathways for an enlisted member to become an officer. There are traditional routes for those aiming to become officers, such as the Air Force Academy, Officer Training School, and the Air Force Reserve Officer Training Corps, known as ROTC. There are also specialized enlisted commissioning opportunities and methods, including medically oriented routes such as the Enlisted to Medical Degree Preparatory Program or the Nurse Enlisted Commissioning Program. Colonel Steven Anderson, 31st Mission Support Group Commander, remarks how important it is to empower and prepare airmen looking to commission.
Our cultural tenets with airmen is to value, develop, and empower. We want to arm any enlisted airman that is considering pursuing a commissioning opportunity with the best information possible. So if they are considering that, they can make a thoughtful and deliberate decision.
Anderson also says that he awaits big things from this generation of airmen and future prior enlisted officers. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
Convergence Capstone 5. With your Air Force news, I'm Technical Sergeant Louis Kokonis. The Air Force is demonstrating its commitment to joint warfighting capabilities during Project Convergence Capstone 5, held across the western region of the U.S. and Indo-PACOM Theater. Project Convergence Capstone 5 is a large-scale military modernization experimentation ground for the future of warfare. It integrates air power into a vast network of sensors and shooters while focusing on the continued integration of joint and multinational layered air and missile defense systems. Lieutenant General David Harris, Deputy Chief of Staff for Air Force Futures, says the force is in the middle of a generational evolution when it comes to developing operational concepts, fielding technologies, and pursuing new levels of integration. The lessons learned from PCC-5 will directly inform future readiness and modernization activities, ensuring the Air Force and its joint and coalition partners are equipped to address emerging threats. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman Hayden Henley.